Hello everybody and welcome to Super Secret. In today's video, I'm going to be showing you guys how you can use this local broom to chase away every opposition in your life. How you can use this broom to chase away every side chick in your marriage. Anybody disturbing you, witchcraft attack, how you can use this broom to chase them away. So without wasting much of the time, if this is your first time coming across my channel, please do well to subscribe and stay updated while we give you back-to-back videos on spiritual tips and guides. Alright, so now I'm going to be starting from the side chick. If you are married and your husband is having a side chick, or there is a particular woman after your marriage that you don't want, these people are there to destroy your home. I'm going to be showing you how you can use this tip to chase away every side chick in your marriage. Your husband is having an affair with a woman you don't want. I'm going to be showing how you can do it. Or the opposite. You are a man, your woman is having an affair with a man. I'm going to be showing you how you can use this broom to combat it. Now, let's get started. You are going to be needing a plain sheet. You will get a plain sheet, and then in that plain sheet, if you are a lady and your husband is cheating on you with another lady, let's say the lady's name is Miracle. So you wake up by 12 a.m. in the midnight. Whatever you are doing now should be between 12 a.m. in the midnight to 1 a.m. That is just 1 hour prayer or 1 hour exercise. Now you come in night by 12, you can go naked if you want, or you can wear a dress. But if you are wearing a dress, make sure you do not wear a red or black clothes. For me, I will say you go naked, because whenever you are naked and make any declaration, it must come to pass. So I'll advise you to go naked by 12 a.m. in the night. You get a plain sheet. On that plain sheet, you are going to be writing your husband's side chick name. If your husband's side chick name is Miracle or Faith, or your side, or the woman having an affair with your husband's name is Miracle or Faith, you're going to be writing it here: Miracle, leave my husband alone. You're going to write it here 7 good times, make it bold. Miracle, leave my husband alone. By 12, remember, Miracle, leave my husband alone. Miracle, leave my husband alone. 7 good times. And after writing that, you keep this beside you, and then you get, this is a day one, because this whole thing is going to, you are going to do it for 7 good days. So the day one, you are going to get 1 stick of this broom. You will use it by 12 a.m. and make a prayer. That prayer should center around your husband's side chick. You are going to tell God to chase that side chick away from your husband, that side chick, anything connecting them should be broken. While you are saying that prayer, you are using this stick of broom to flog that Juliet. Spiritually, you are flogging Juliet. Now, let me tell you the power of this 1 stick of broom. When an evil force or witchcraft use broom to flog you in the dream, the outcome is usually very terrible. No doctor will be able to cure you from that sickness life. So the same way, I'm going to be using 1 stick of broom to flog Juliet. I'll be praying over it. Separate any bond between your husband and Juliet. Most time, ladies out there use charm, they use voodoos on people's husband just to gain access to their wealth. So you, being a smart lady and a spiritual lady, you have to pray. While you are praying, you are flogging Juliet. You are flogging Juliet. You are praying over it and you are flogging Juliet. Day one gone, that is from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m., you stop. Day two, you come again, you go naked by 12 a.m. You get another broom on, stick of broom, that is day two, making it 2 sticks of broom. You are going to use the same broom, repeat the same thing you did the other day. Day three, you bring another broom, you add it. That is three sticks of broom. You flog Juliet again. Juliet, leave my husband alone. You are praying with faith. Therefore, you just keep doing the same thing till day seven. By day seven, you get this broom and say the last prayer for 1 good hour, 12 a.m. to 7 to 1 a.m. in the night. You say the same thing. You flog Juliet. After doing this spiritual exercise, I bet you, give it after that 7 days, wash your husband and see him faithful to you. You will never see any side chick in his life again, or any woman. The same way happened to the male. Do it and you will see your woman being loyal and faithful to you. Now, another way I'm going to be showing you, the same thing you did here, if you are a landlord and you have this tenant that is always proving stubborn, he doesn't pay money for rent, he doesn't contribute in anything, well-being of the compound, he's just too stubborn and claims he has this spiritual power. And he's too, like, he's above the law, nobody is above him. Repeat the same thing. Now, I'm going to rewrite him. If your landlord name is Emeka, you have to write here, Emeka, I command you to pay your dues. If Emeka is not paying up his rent, or he's always acting nonchalant, you know, claims he has power over it, write it down here and do the same thing. Flog Emeka for 7 good days, and you see Emeka will be submissive. Some tenants have power. They use spiritual power to tie landlord. Landlord don't know what he's doing. They always obey the tenant. So tenant are there, stay for 7, 8, 10 years. They don't pay rent. Do this exercise. Or if you are the landlady, you see that your husband is just being too, a tenant is using your husband, do this on his behalf. You see that tenant submissive, or the spiritual beating you've given unto him, he will leave that house by fire, by force. So this is two. Now, number three, if you are the type that when you wake up in the night, you see witchcraft marks around you, or you are always having an attack in the dream, you experience witchcraft around your home, you sleep at night, you see bush baby crying in your window, crying in your home, a lot of mysterious witchcraft activities going in your home, get this broom, put it by your door side. Before you sleep, every night before you sleep, take this broom like this, place it this way, stand it upright. Do not keep it horizontally. Don't keep it this way beside your door. Make sure you keep this broom upright beside, after you close your door, put it there, and then use this broom at night. This 7 stick of broom, 7 of it, bring it 7 like this, use it to do a prayer at night by 12 a.m. Flog those witchcrafts, flog them, and just do it for 1 day. And you will never experience any witchcraft attack or witchcraft activity in your home again. While you do this for 1 day, then this, whenever you sleep, you make sure this is at your door. Because no witchcraft, no evil spirit, or no witchcraft, witchcraft have the power to break into this broom. This is one resistance, one thing that the evil forces fear the most. Whenever they see broom, they run far away from it. Mind you, there's some position you put this broom that you will attract evil forces. So that is why I say you must keep it this way. Don't face it downward. Don't face it downward or keep it this way. It must be this way. This way you are blocking the evil spirits. But if you keep it the other way around, you are inviting them. So guys, if you want to go to this level and you found it so helpful, please do well to comment, like, and share. And please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't subscribed to my channel, Super Secrets. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye.